Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
I just am fascinated by these second date updates because we've been there, been on the other end of not knowing what's up, right? You think you're reading it right. Maybe you're not reading it right. So this guy writes to us. His name is Ian. Ian reaches out and he says, I went on an amazing first date bike ride in Venice. It was incredible. Fun meal, drinks, laughs. But now I text her. She doesn't want to do anything. She doesn't even respond. So Ian, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thank you, Ryan.
I like the bike ride idea. Did you guys rent them or you took your own?
Oh, we rented them.
Okay.
Beach cruisers?
Yeah, they were actually.
I think those look cool. Like, those are just, I think they're very charming to cruise on a beach cruiser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you know this person?
So we actually met at physical therapy. She was recovering from a surgery and I had broken my ankle. But anyway, I would always see her there on Saturday mornings and we would smile at each other. Oh. It was awesome. So I timed it. So we would walk out together. And when we got to our cars, which were right next to each other, which seemed so perfect, I just asked her out.
I love that.
Yeah.
So you ask her out, you do this, what sounds like a great date. And now she's not getting back to you. When you start thinking it through and walking through all the moments and beats of this mm-hmm. date and this time together in your head, what happened?
Well, I really don't know. I mean, we went on a bike ride. We went to El Tarasco for lunch. We didn't kiss, which honestly, I kind of expected it just because it was during the day. Mm-hmm. But we didn't hug either, which was a little disappointing.
What did you guys do after dinner?
How did you not hug?
We just went out for lunch.
How did you not hug?
But what did you guys do? Exactly. Like, how did you say goodbye?
I just said, hey, it was a great time. I'd love to do this again.
And would you bow? And like, what do you do?
Bow! I mean, did you high five?
It's just so natural to hug.
You can wave.
That's so weird. You're standing in front of them waving, bye. I just think
a hug at least, right?
I mean, I would have liked that, but it just didn't happen.
Are you a little more reserved? Like, why didn't you go in for the hug?
I don't know. I mean, I just thought that I wanted to be respectful and
you weren't feeling those vibes.
She seemed fine. I don't know.
All right, well, look, Clearly you don't, and that's why we're here, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to try and get her. She's agreed to come on, surprisingly, and we're going to talk to her about what happened. You'll hear all of this. Let us try and find out what went wrong, if you want to know.
Are you sure you want to know?
It's really been driving me kind of crazy, so I would really like to know.
I will tell you. Hold on one second, Ian. I will tell you that I did avoid the hug with Tanya when we went to lunch.
Yes. So
I dodged the hug.
Why?
I know.
I think TMZ was out front.
Which also, it's fine to hug your coworkers. Like, I was thinking about that in hindsight, and I was like, no one thinks anything weird's going on.
I would have loved
so Disneyland
if there
tickets.
Was a picture of you guys.
Disneyland tickets. We'll try to track down Morgan. It's Kiss FM.
On air.
On air with Ryan Seacrest. On air.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
So we do this thing called second date update. Sometimes I wonder why. But
to help.
That's why.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when you go out with somebody and they blow you off and you can't figure out why and you want peace of mind, but you can't get them on the phone. You can't get them to text back. We try and get the answer for you. You have to have a little thick skin for this though.
Exactly.
So Ian goes on a bike ride, Venice to Manhattan Beach. They stop, they have a drink, they eat, whatever. They laugh. But at the end, it's like a goodbye wave, no hug, no kiss, no handshake. And he's trying to get her to go out again and she's not responding. So what could go wrong on this bike ride? What happened? Is he an unsexy biker? I don't know. Like if you were to see me in snorkel gear, you might not want to go out with me. Like, you put on the gear. I'm just wondering, do you put on the gear?
Oh, when it, like, pushes on your lips and your cheeks.
Honestly, if you were to see me.
It's not a great look on anybody, though.
Walking with the fins.
The flippers.
It's not. You would literally, whatever turned you on would turn you so off.
There was this video that went viral of this woman who like shows a video of a couple, like a newly dating couple in the water in the ocean. They're like, you know, being cute and whatever. And then she goes, and this is my 10-year marriage. And it shows her husband coming at her with like goggles and like a snorkel.
It's just not snorkel. I that's why I don't wear snorkel gear unless I'm snorkeling.
Yeah.
Because it's not cute to wear elsewhere. Morgan.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing well, too. So just calling you about Ian, and this might or might not make sense, but if you just go with us here, we're trying to find out how you went out with him on a date. How was that?
Yeah, it was nice. He was nice. He was, funny. Sweaty.
It was funny and sweaty?
What?
Yeah.
Okay. What did you do?
A lot.
What did you do?
We went on a bike ride together.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. In Venice.
And what'd y'all do on the bike ride? What'd y'all talk about? Where'd y'all stop?
You know, we were just like chatting, making small talk. We had met in physical therapy, so we were sort of like bonding about our injuries and stuff and surgeries and all that. And yeah, you know, he had a great smile and, you know, it was nice.
Great. But, you know, it's funny you say all these things because to me, in a world where you're dating, you meet somebody, you have a common denominator like this injury, you bond over that, you go on a bike ride, you're outside in Southern California, have a bite to eat. That's all good. That seems like a great day. What's next?
Well, like I said, this guy just like sweats uncontrollably.
Oh, no.
So
now that's a healthy thing in many cases, right? Because your metabolism is up, you're burning calories, you're shining. You know, it's like, did you find it an issue?
I mean, I guess maybe that makes me sound a little superficial, but it was kind of a major turnoff for me. Like it gave me the ick, you know. And we went down to the beach, like, not even very far. Like I usually go all the way down to Manhattan Beach, but he was like ready to turn around, which is fine. But like it was 60 degrees, which is like not even that warm for LA. And you know, the sun was out, but he looked
60
like
degrees on a bike is freezing. I've taken that ride.
Yeah, no, that's, That's what I'm saying.
And he was he like dripping sweat on you, or was it like his clothes were soaking wet? I'm trying to get a picture.
Yes. Both.
And that was a turnoff, and that's why you don't want to go out with the guy again, although everything else seemed cool.
I mean, everything else was cool, yeah, but like if I'm going to be physical with this person, you know.
So wait, so you started thinking if you were to be physical with the person, right, that they would sweat on you.
Like if she goes all the way.
Totally, which is like, that's gross.
Nobody says that.
A lot of people do.
Okay, Morgan, do you say go all the way?
Not really, no.
Morgan doesn't, okay, but some people
I'm
do.
Just putting into the research, you know, okay? We're going to focus
we'll
group it. All right, so Morgan, I just want to tell you that Ian is on the phone. He's listening to this, and I want to give him a chance to respond. I feel a little bit bad because he was really into you and wanted to take you out again. Ian, what's your response to the sweat issue?
Hey, Morgan.
Hi.
I mean, it's accurate. I sweat a lot. I do. But, I mean, I like to do stuff like biking and hiking and stuff, so I just...
So do you sweat because you're in great shape and your body's just pumping out stuff?
I just naturally sweat a lot. It's not something I can really control.
Yeah. Do you... Uh-huh. Like, does he have an odor when he sweats?
No. Oh, well, you know what? Fair question.
You're asking me?
I certainly don't know.
We were not there, Morgan.
Without getting too like graphic, yeah, it didn't smell great.
Here's the thing. Can't you just pick a non-athletic activity and have some chips and salsa over margarita and get to know each other? It sounds like everything else is good. I don't want this to be a... I feel for you, Ian, because I sometimes sweat.
I too.
Exactly. And then when you do get to that point when you're in the bedroom, maybe you just like post up a fan next to the bed.
Put some tarps down.
Oh, but there's like a difference between like a healthy amount of sweat and like a really, really... All right. Just like overwhelming.
Well, sounds like
amount.
We're going in circles. Ian, I feel bad for you because I don't think this is a reason to break it all up. I mean, Morgan, would you like to go out with him again? It's kind of that simple. Yes or no?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, thank you very much for chatting with us.
Okay.
Ian, she's not your girl.
Yeah, I guess so.
Thank you, Morgan. Bye. I like you for someone.
Yeah. And don't worry about her.
I don't want the sweat thing to get in your head. That's not, you know, like you can't control it. And by the way, sweating is healthy. Yeah,
that's not going to be a big deal for somebody else.
No, I kind of into it.
Mm-hmm.
No, I dried off when we went to the restaurant.
Yeah, good. You're aware of it and that's fine.
And bro, I probably have pit sweat right now.
I mean, mm-hmm. I definitely have pit sweat. I'm a sweaty gal.
I've had to help Tanya with her sweat. I've literally dried it off for her.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Ian. You take care. And there's someone out there for you, bro. I really appreciate
really
you reaching
is.
Out to
and
us. Good luck.
Thank you for your vulnerability.
Hey, thank you guys.
Bye. I mean, you're going to get physical with somebody. You might sweat. Like, it just happens.
Everyone
right?
sweats. Yeah.
It's kind of great.
And can't you get Botox in your armpits these days? Doesn't that help with that?
I'm not doing Botox. I'm not opening the Botox door.
But I heard people that sweat a lot in their armpits.
I love persons. I heard from a friend.
I've never done it in my armpits.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com, that's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.